Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Chris.
I'm Dominic, the good-looking brother.
Dominic,
the bald guy.
Well, you know, when three-quarters of your face is covered with a mask, it's hard not to look good.
We're all good-looking.
All right, so you guys have just put like a plate full of, you just put like 6 weeks of food in front of me. Tell me about Bartolini's.
Or a snack.
Yeah,
Or a snack.
Celebrated 25 years in business this year, St. Patrick's Day, September. March 17th.
What's an Italian joint doing opening on St. Patrick's Day?
We get asked that a lot.
Really? Yeah, exactly.
You're in Midlothian, right?
Yes, sir. 144th and Pulaski.
Okay, and how's it been going through this pandemic?
We've been very blessed. We've got an amazing, loyal clientele that has been very good to us. But like everybody else, I tell Dominic, I was using the word pivot before it was cool.
Right.
We've really learned to pivot our business.
How have you done it?
We've made tons of changes. There's a lot of things we were doing for 25 years that weren't serving our customers or ourselves very well. So we've really thought outside the box, and with our management staff sat down and made some changes.
You got outdoor seating?
We have outdoor seating. We have indoor seating, carry out, catering.
It's getting, winter is coming.
Well, yes.
We also ship nationwide, too.
Do you? Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
All 50 states?
Through Goldbelly.
Through Goldbelly?
Yes.
Goldbelly.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then they can choose. Boy, I'm sorry. I can't focus. I can smell the sandwich. But winter's coming, right? And
yes,
so the city of Chicago has this contest of trying to come up with innovative ways to feed people outside. And I think they said today they have 600 applications or propositions, different things to do. I would imagine that's kind of a frightening thing for you guys. It's going to reduce your capacity. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, we're fortunate. We're not in the city. We're out in the suburbs.
Sure, I understand.
So we're in the suburbs of Cook County. But we have to, you know, we adjust every day to customers' needs and employees' needs. Our whole goal is keep everybody safe. So keeping, you know, the mask thing is very important. We're definitely following the rules there. And some people don't like it so much. But
do they, you get some pushback?
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with that when you're, because you've got to deal with not just the person pushing back, but everyone else who's sitting around you who sees that person not wearing a mask?
It's been...
you have to set an example, so to speak, but be polite. You know, I mean, you have to understand, we're the ones that are getting fined if something does happen.
Sure.
Not you as the customer. So if you come into our place, we have 40 to 50 families that we feed, that work for
employee
us.
Employee-wise.
Right,
employees,
right.
So it, our main concern is making sure that our employees get paid and get fed. And then doing that, it's getting you guys fed.
So have you turned people away?
We've turned people away. We've had some people walk out that refuse. But how hard is it to wear a mask for 15, 20 feet? Asking customers to do, and Dominic and I practice everywhere, goes, be respectful. Come in the restaurant, be respectful, not just to Dominic and I, but to our staff and the other customers.
Right.
And most customers have been absolutely amazing. 99% of customers have been
they're
fantastic.
Been great.
I think you put it, I think you're right, though, because I was thinking of this morning. I walk from across the river here to the building, and I have a mask on that I pull up. And you know, the chance of me spreading it to someone as we pass by, I think, is minimal,
right?
If it non-existent. But the fact is, it's just about respect. You know, I think it's a nice, it's almost a salute to each other to do it, right?
You have to care for the human beings, and you have to care for each other, and that's a huge start of it, is just the respect of us coming in. You're coming into our homes,
right?
Basically,
it's kind of like playing poker. Dominic and I love playing poker, and you play the cards you're dealt. Right now, these are the cards we're dealt as a business owner, and we're just trying to do our best also just to make it through the day and keep people fat and happy, get them fed, and move on.
Chris and Dominic Bartolini, are here from Bartolini's big South Side joint in Midlothian, talking of, well, a fat tax right now with the boys from
Amen.
Bartolini's. Dominic and Chris are here. So your job is to feed Hamp and OB.
Yes.
On football Sundays or when they're doing their shows, right?
Yes sir.
Is that tough customers?
No, they're really easy. OB would have fried chicken, spaghetti, meatballs every week if we let him.
It's all he wants to eat.
That's it.
How about Hampton? What's his favorite?
I don't think there's anything he doesn't like.
He likes lasagna and a fried chicken.
Yeah.
So we try and mix it up every week so they don't get bored. You know, we have a pretty extensive menu with Dominic, our culinary background. We both went to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York.
Wow, no kidding.
So, yeah, we own a little Italian joint on the South Side.
So, and your brothers, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm the good looking.
Now that the mask is off, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I live with this every day.
How often is it that brothers who graduate from the culinary institute like that?
I'm sure there's a few.
Yeah?
There's a few, yeah.
Were your parents restaurateurs? Or?
Our uncle's been in business going on 50 years.
Is that right?
Our father was in the business. Our grandfather was in the business for...
Our uncle's in Justice, Fasano's Pizza, 83rd Roberts Road.
Right.
So my cousin and my uncle, they've been there almost 50 years.
So are you going to be okay? I mean, it's going to be tough for a while. Do we have a choice?
Can we lay down? No, you got to keep fighting.
And the catering helps too, right?
Well, catering's been weird. I mean, yeah. Steve, if I could show you the amount of lost business we had,
I know,
from banquets, catering, weddings, all this stuff that just disappeared, money that disappeared and never come back.
Right.
But like I said, will we be okay? Yeah, because failure is not an option. We don't have a choice. We've got, like Dominic said, we have 40-some employees working for us. It's not just those 40-some families. It's all the vendors that we're responsible for also. So, and we're very fortunate. We've got a great group of people, but it's every day we're reinventing things. And you wake up in the morning, you watch the news, and what are the rules today?
Right.
And by noon, they change sometimes.
Yeah. I remember basketball practice where all you were doing is pivoting. Pivot this way, pivot that way.
Yep.
You people can pick up and take out, obviously, for football Sundays.
Yeah, yes. Pick up, dine in. We have the patio. We still have a lot of people that want to sit outside. So we have a patio outside. We have dine-in seating, and we're all the tables are spaced. We have a full bar. We space the people. So when people sit down, we put reserve seats next to them.
Right.
So they space people at the bar. We have the gaming, and then we do carry out and phone orders.
But so I was asking about the patio because, you know, I'm worried about, we're going to end up eating out inside, I think, but maybe less often. Have you figured out a way to tent the patio or heat the outside, or are you just going to lose it when you lose it?
I you know, we'll have to cross that when it comes.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but we're hoping we don't have to.
Right.
You know, we're at reduced margins right now because the number of people we are allowed to seat.
Right.
But listen, most customers have been amazing. They've been really cooperative and, you know, understanding.
Well, I think that's sort of we talked earlier about the negative of it, of someone not wearing a mask, but there's a real positive vibe too, isn't there, when you walk into a place and because they're really you do feel the community more than you used to. I think you feel sort of a fraternity with the waitstaff and the people.
People come to us and they said to us, we come here because we know you guys are wiping everything down. We hit the tables, we hit the chairs, and we keep everything going.
The amount of sanitizer the girls spray down the menus we have a plastic type menu that are individual. The girls can spray them down, sanitize them after every use, and we do it right out in front of the public. We don't care. Customers see us doing it.
Well, you want it. Like it. It's good for them.
Right, you want to see it. Yeah.
All right. So if you're both driven, and it's clear that you're both driven to do this, I'm always interested in people who have successful careers. Or high-profile careers, and asking what is it that really brings you the most joy to what you're doing? So, Dominic, I'll start with you. What is it that brings you joy to running Bordellini's?
I love just seeing it's instant gratification. You see the faces right away. When I bring down, you know, I bring out their food, like we have the gnocchi today with the carbonara.
Stop it.
You know, like on Sundays, people call up, hey, Dom, can I pick up a 10-pound meatball sandwich? It's Steve. I'm going to a football or a hockey game. You're a hero when you walk in that restaurant, you know, that in your business or your house with a 10-pound meatball sandwich. So seeing the automatic gratification of their faces, you know, it's like our dad was a builder. So he built the house. People were like, oh, my God, I don't have to wait 10 months or that.
Right.
We're seeing it with an instant of like, oh, God, that wasn't good. Or, oh, wow, look at they're happy again. So
how about you, Chris?
Pretty much along the same lines. We've been in business 25 years, and one of the coolest things is seeing the family, Steve, where mom and dad used to bring the kids in. Now the kids are bringing their kids in. So grandma and grandpa are in there with these babies. And the one thing I hate about COVID, I don't get to steal babies at the restaurant.
Chris steals babies all
the time. I love walking up the tables, and people that are their first or second time at Bartolini's will hand me a newborn child while they're trying to eat dinner, and I just hang out with the babies.
We walk around with them. We do. We walk around. Now mom gets tours. A few moments. She gets a few seconds to be able to eat.
Because it's tough taking out young kids. I remember that. Yeah. You know,
and we're a family-oriented place. Yes, we have a bar, but we're not a bar. If you want to cuss and drink and have a great time, go somewhere else. If you want to drink and eat and have a great time, come to Bartolini's.
Not only that, then, so you brought in barbecue sauce that's bottled and a rub for me. So thanks for that. How do people get a hold of the stuff online again?
We've got the raspberry habanero barbecue sauce, and then we have a new one, a pineapple bourbon chipotle, and we also do our own blackened seasoning. All those are available through Gold Belly. And then we also sell everything at the restaurant. And then we also, if you call the restaurant, we could tell you locally where they're at too.
About a dozen different meat markets and a couple other places that keep our grocery stores that have our products in there full time now.
All right, give me the address one more time.
Bartolini's. restaurant, 14420 Pulaski in Midlothian.
14420.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I've been in this city for 35 years, and I'm still not confident enough to say those numbers. And website?
Bartolini's.com.
All right. Thanks, you guys, for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I can say thank you on behalf of OB and Ham, too.
Yeah, yeah, we appreciate you guys. We love our relationship with WGN.
Well,
thank you, guys.
We love ours with you, too. Thanks very much.